All righty, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN Loves. Just having some some of my favorite computer issues. Like it's like you don't log in for a week, and then you log on, and then suddenly everything seems to change, and you're sitting there what the. Well, you know the next word I would say would be, but anyway, I'll get it sorted out in short order. Anyway, good to be with you. Hopefully, you had a very Merry Christmas. Hopefully, you received everything in Santa's sack that you wanted to get in Santa's sack, and that you were able to make people happy with whatever it is that they felt they needed. Hold on here. Sorry, I just have to. I love technology. I love technology like with a passion. That's sarcasm, by the way, in case you didn't know. Anyway, so lots of stuff going on. I was totally out of the loop last week, which is pretty much what I do when I get off. Let me rephrase that. When I take some time off, the last thing I think about doing is listening to the radio. It's all about, you know, it's all about alternative sources of media like Amazon and Netflix. And I know that that might sound really stupid to you, but, you know, you gotta get away. You have to de-stress. You got to untune. You got to do a lot of different things that you don't ordinarily have a chance to do, like sit back and watch Russell Crowe movies and things like that. So anyway, there are some things that I do wish to enter with you. One of those is Laugh in the Dark at the old Crystal Beach, but since they dismantled that ride, I won't be going in there anytime real soon with you, except I always noted, even as a little kid, that Laugh in the Dark looked an awful lot like Laugh in the Dork, and I took a great deal of delight as a young boy in doing that at Crystal Beach. Not laughing in the dork, but the fact that they had misspelled it, or so I thought so grievously. So we have. Oh my goodness! If one more box, I'm about ready to throw this thing across the room. And if they want to charge me, they can charge me. But anyway, so tell me something, Mr. Tanner Saunders. Did they change something that they didn't tell me about, and I didn't get the memo because I don't log into work when I'm off of work? Did they make some changes that I need to know about?
If so, then I didn't get the memo either, because I haven't had any problems logging in, and I was the same way as you. I didn't touch my computer, well, I mean, over the weekend at least, but I haven't had any problems, so I don't know what the deal is. And without me being able to recreate it, I wish there was some guidance I could give you, but I haven't had any problems.
Yeah, it's just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. And that is definitely an issue. Let me just enter one more thing. Sorry about this, folks. I thought this was all taken care of before I came on the air, but apparently it were not taken care of. But believe it or not, we have a lot more interesting things that password incorrect. Okay, I'm just going to sit back. I'm not even going to look at the computer. Tanner, you'll just have to tell me when calls come in, because I have no idea what is going on. I've never seen this before. So anyway, we have many things we're going to get into. One of those things is something that happened that was really, really disgusting. And you know, as human beings, there are certain things that we do that we see done, because obviously if you're listening to this program, you don't do them yourself because you know better. But oh my goodness, I saw so much bad human behavior last week. I don't even know where to begin. And do you remember during the pandemic, Remember those glorious days of the pandemic? Well, I certainly remember those glorious days of the pandemic, and I'm sure you do too. And we were all taught, I thought we were taught, that if we sneezed or if we coughed, we were supposed to cover the sneeze or cover the cough with our elbow so as not to spread possibly COVID-bearing germs around a room, right? So we're at a to-be-unnamed restaurant last week, and I was let's just say, without going into great detail, I was a little out of it, okay? Last Monday, I was a little out of it. And, yeah, Patron, baby. But, no, I was a little out of it. And this guy stands up, and he walks over to exactly where we were sitting, and I could not believe what I saw. I mean, I'm a pretty tolerant person of most human behavior, believe it or not. And some of what that about which I get upset is, you know, I do it for entertainment value, but not this, because this guy, he faced our table. Okay. Our food is on the table. It has just been delivered to our table. And the guy sneezes. And let me tell you something. There was not even a slight attempt of the guy to cover the sneeze. And he had plenty of warning. I knew, hey, this guy's going to sneeze. But you count on somebody to at least have the decency to cover their nose and cover their mouth, preferably with a hand or an elbow, possibly with a jacket, because the jacket was wide open. All he had to do was open up the jacket, and voila, no problem at all. But no, he just stood there, no attempt whatsoever to cover up himself, and sneezed, and particles of his boogers, well, I didn't see any particles, but they must have been there at a microscopic level, went all over the food. You want to talk about a major appetite killer? That is a major appetite killer. And this, look, the same thing with kids. You got to train your kids from an early age. If they're going to sneeze, get them away from the food. Or at least tell them to turn their head away from the food when they are going to sneeze. Because I am familiar with a situation where people were enjoying holiday nibblies, and a little kid walked up to the holiday nibblies and sneezed. Not once, but twice, all over. It drives me to utter madness. It is somewhat more forgivable, I think, in the context of a kid, because a kid, especially a young kid, they're not really supposed to know like what an adult knows. But I could not believe what happened at a certain local establishment I have been known to frequent from time to time. And then just I hit the trifecta. I hit the booger trifecta over the time off. This actually just happened today. It happened today. And there I was enjoying a calm respite before the storm and cyclone and typhoon of this show hit. And have you ever noticed? Okay. This is something that drives me nuts. Okay. Empty establishment. You sit at one end of the empty establishment, and instead of the next person coming in to sit at the establishment sitting way down from you, they've got to be like a chair away from you. And I don't understand the human, I don't get it. I don't understand why, if there are 15 chairs and you've got one dude at the end of the 15 chairs, the next dude who comes in has to sit like pretty much in your lap when there are a whole bunch of empty chairs. It was one of those things where, okay, well, I'm not going to be social. I've got too many things to do anyway. But this guy was a hacker. Have you ever been near? Of course you have been. Have you ever been near a hacker lately? This guy, first of all, okay, strike number one, whips the cell phone out and is watching something on the cell phone. Now, Does he turn the volume down on the cell phone? No, he does not. So he's got the volume up on the cell phone. And I will say, I did shoot him a dirty look. Like, dude, if you're going to watch something on the cell phone, at least get some earplugs or something. Get Bluetooth earbuds. Do something, but not everybody needs to know what you're watching or what you're listening to on the cell phone, right? So he did. I will give him credit. He turned it down. But then it started. By the way, I just want to let you know, I'm in a room alone, and I'm the only person who will use this equipment. In fact, after today, I'm going to throw it against the wall. That's I can assure you I'll be the final person to use this equipment. So anyway, this guy, bleh, 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 and I'm thinking to myself, okay, first of all, if you are that, and it wasn't like, you know how somebody swallows wrong, giggity, how somebody swallows wrong and they, you just know it went down the wrong pipe. And then when that happens, if they just like turn around and say, ooh, COVID, you know that they don't have COVID. Well, I did not have that feeling today. It was like, okay, this is a cough from the lungs. And it was, I wouldn't call it persistent, but it happened enough time for me to really, 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 really want to get my takeout order and get the hell out of Dodge as fast as possible. Look, I understand. It's Western New York, and it's wintertime, and people, obviously, people come down with colds, and honestly, I don't believe in being a germaphobe because I happen to believe, and actually it's really funny because a lot of doctors that I've had conversations with about this do not disagree. You might think they would, but they don't. With the hygiene theory of disease, which is that, and I've talked about this before, that when you are overly hygienic, when you've got to wipe down everything every time you use it, when you have to wash your hands the minute you walk into your house, and then you've got to wash your hands the minute you touch something, that is not healthy because you're not giving your immune system a chance to work. Your immune system, I think anyway, is like any other system in your body. In order for it to properly function, you need to work it out, right? You need to give it some exercise, right? I don't think that that's a far out theory, and frankly, a lot of the doctors with whom I've discussed this, they don't think it's a far out theory either. But anyway, I'm just kind of wondering here on WBEN if you have had issues with people. How do I put this delicately? People doing things that that annoy you because they're so easily rectified. They're so easily taken care of. There is no reason for anybody to there is no reason for anybody to engage as an adult in this kind of behavior, and I'm sure that other people have experienced it too. And you've got to have your own pet bugaboos about what drives you absolutely crazy about what people do in public. And COVID or no COVID, I have discovered that people sneezing without even making an attempt, and I'm talking about grown-ups here, without even making an attempt to trap the spray from the sneeze. And I think in the case of the sneezing situation, there were two factors involved that makes it stick out in my mind even right now. Number one was the factor of it was a grown-up. Okay, that's number one. Number two is not even a token attempt to cover the sneeze. Absolutely no attempt whatsoever, to cover up the sneeze. And I guess the third thing, I said two, but I'm going to lie. The third thing was the idea that there was no, how do I say this? It was, have you ever seen somebody walk across the room and stop directly in front of your table? Directly next to your table. And out of all of the places they could have sneezed, out of all of the places they could have unleashed their bodily toxins like Saddam Hussein and the chemical weapons he never had. And then a whole bunch of people made a whole lot of money going to war. They stop right in front of you and they do it. I don't know why it bothers me, but it bothers me. And I think one of the reasons it bothers me is that we just got through with the pandemic. And I thought that people were a little bit more attuned to what the situation was as far as trying to keep their stuff bottled up inside until such point as they could properly cover themselves. I mean, there are all kinds of napkins. And again, when in doubt, I mean, I've got a heavy winter jacket. I'd call it a winter coat, but I can't really call it a winter coat. And the thing is ancient. Tastes so good. What do people do other than complaining about other people? What do people do in public that just drives you up a wall? Now, people, I got to be real clear about this. People are going to sneeze. Okay, I accept that. You accept that. We're grown-ups. People sneeze. But when they do it right next to you, when if they would have taken two steps more, it wouldn't have been an issue. If they would have stopped two steps short, it wouldn't have been an issue. They wait until they're right next to your table. Next time that happens, I'm just going to take the steak knife and stab the dude. And just, I'd rather do 20 years than see that kind of behavior continue. Wait, New York State, out on bail. All right, I'll be out in 2 months. 803-0930, right in the spleen. 803-0930, that's a spleen-stabbing punishable offense in my book. I'm just saying. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. People aggravate you in public when they do what exactly? That's one of my things is sneezing and coughing in public, which will happen. Okay, it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you make any attempt to prevent other people from being caught in a shower of your spray? That's a very important consideration, I'd say. 803-0930. Star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Actually, this week, I'm probably just going to let this Steely Dan song play in its entirety. I'm just going to put it on a continuous loop and go back to sleep and go back and watch Netflix. So, Jimmy Love, don't go. You mind hanging out like for the next hour? You want to hang out and have some fun? Listen to your buddy Tom, giving your old buddy Tom some of your IT expertise. I'm going to take that as a no. Silence is definitely a no. But there are things that, hold on. Lemon water. My new favorite. Actually, lemon water, my new favorite, but Coke is still, that's number one. It's not the Coke you're thinking of. It's the beverage. It's the old school kind of beverage. But anyway, Yeah. Hey, guys, back at the station. I think what I'm going to have to do here is just bring this thing in tomorrow and have engineering take a look at it, because this is I'm getting messages here that I think were sent to me by Star Wars characters. I really do. Let's go to Chris in Orchard Park. Chris, you are on WBEN. I was talking about sneezers, hackers, coughers. So where are you on all this?
We lost him, unfortunately, which is the downside of this whole screening computer issue. So, yeah.
Ah, okay. So we lost Chris in Orchard Park. Let me guess. He called in at 2:26 and he hung up at 3:30. At 2:30. I'm sorry. He called in at 2:26 and then he was off at 2:36.
No, actually, he called in during the last commercial and then just didn't stick around for very long.
Wow, people are so impatient. I don't read the text, by the way. So if your job, if you think that I read texts as they come into the station, I don't. Other hosts use the text board. I do not. I think it's a giant pain in the butt, and it cuts into my phone calls, and I wish they'd do away with it. And that's my honest opinion. But anyway, hi. Good to have you with us. So people who sneeze and cough in public without making any attempt whatsoever to, and it's funny because, you know what, Tanner, I know that right now people are probably texting all sorts of nasty things about, well, you don't read the text board, you don't read it. And the funny thing is, they're wasting their time because I don't even see it. But and you don't have to either. That's like the first thing I do when I get into work. I just shut the damn thing off because and here's the whole thing. Artificial intelligence. Oh, I just hacked, but there's nobody around. Artificial intelligence. You just rely on a text board for talk radio. You can just fire your hosts and just have your AI do all the work for you. Maybe that's the plan all along. I don't know. But anyway, does anybody have anything to say about individuals who, well, not individuals, but the kind of behavior that drives you absolutely nutty and batty when you are out in public? And if you are just joining us on WBEN, had the situation where these things literally happened in such a short period of time. I had two sneezers. And when I say sneezers, like this guy, and I'm guessing he's probably 75 years old. He should know better. He should absolutely know better. He comes up, he could have sneezed 3 feet away. He could have sneezed 3 feet this way, 3 feet that way. He stops right in front of our table, and he sneezes. And it didn't even make any difference to him that we were sitting right there. No attempt to turn the head, no attempt to cover the mouth at all. And we just looked at each other, and we were just awestruck at such, like, was it ignorance? Was it inconsideration? What exactly was it? Would you ever think of being in a social situation, okay, where you are out? Now, this guy was waiting for his significant other. So he had stepped ahead of the significant other. So then he stops at our table. It couldn't have been 3 feet away, 4 feet away, 5 feet away. He couldn't walk back to his own table. He stops right next to ours, and he sneezes. Are you effing kidding me? Really? Now, kids bother me. If you're a parent of a little kid, do us all a favor, okay? If the kid is sneezing, tell the kid to cover the sneeze with whatever they happen to be wearing, preferably into the elbow, preferably into the mouth. I'm aware of a situation where a kid sneezed right over everybody's so I knew this was going to happen. Right after the appetizers were put out. And do you know, from that moment on, nobody touched a single piece of anything that was on that table? Because it was like, oh, wait a minute. No. And it was one of those sneezes that you felt, they must have felt it building and building and building and building. That sounds like I'm talking about something else, doesn't it? But that would be so wrong. But they are like, it was so obvious that there was a sneeze that was brewing like bad coffee. And no attempt was made to get the kid away from the table where the food was. And sure enough, the kid turns his head. But what does he do? He turns it right toward the food. And nobody touched a thing after that happened. I was like, you've got to be bloody kidding me. I mean, you think nose picking is bad. And I mean, it is, let's face it. Nose picking is pretty disgusting. I mean, when you're digging for nose gold to share with the townspeople, it's really, really gross. Unless, of course, you get a really good one. No, I'm sorry, that came out wrong. Nose, come on, Tanner, did you laugh slightly at that one? Just slightly? No.
Yes.
You did. All right, Tanner. Is Jimmy Love still there to share the comedic genius or not?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, Jimmy Rich Love. But anyway, yeah. The other thing I wanted to get into today. Okay, I don't think I'm the first person or the only person to feel this way. You probably couldn't guess this by listening to the program so far. But I'm a little bit... Do you find yourself a little bit depressed the day after Christmas? Because I have to admit that I do. This Christmas, like from December 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, and Christmas Day, it was 1 year since the blizzard of 2022. And I felt basically last week like a bump on a log. Like, I didn't do what I should have been doing. I had this feeling, a feeling deep inside. Oh, yeah. I had a feeling, Beatles reference, I had this feeling like I should be sleeping at the radio station with Jimmy Stelianu, Jimmy Love, spooning me in the KB studio. I'd take Tanner, but I felt so worthless on Christmas this year. I mean, when you looked out the window, remember last year? And we talked about this the last show I did before I took some PTO, which I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that means. But I know what it means, but I'm trying to come up with a funnier acronym for it. But anyway, the situation with the weather. You look out the window now, and it's just totally different than what it was this time last year. And personally, forgive me, it sounds like the Jimmy Love Stelianu Rich Guy show, but the situation with the weather this year, it was so nice that I felt so worthless. And even though I was on vacation enjoying some PTO, I kept hoping that the forecast would change. I wasn't hoping for tragedy. I wasn't hoping for people to freeze to death in their cars. I wasn't hoping for anything like that. But I was hoping to be of some service to people. But no, I will say that day after day, I drank heavily. I'm sorry, that came out totally wrong. I smoked so much weed. That came out wrong. I did so much that came out so wrong because, you know, it's the drinking stuff, not the other kind of stuff, which would give me an immediate heart attack, and I really don't feel like checking out like Chuck Farley did. But, and do you want to fill in the rest of that list too? I mean, but Christmas this year. Am I alone? I mean, I would like your thought. I wasn't going to go down this road, but not in my depression that I didn't do a thing for anybody this year. Like last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But last Christmas, it was so dramatic. Yet at the same time, it was so rewarding. having an opportunity to be of service, sleeping at the radio station, being on the air, endless hours. You know who I thought about yesterday? Don't laugh. I don't know if he talked about this today, because I like to make my PTO last as long as I possibly can. I spent most of yesterday thinking about David Bellavia, because we did a year ago yesterday, we did an absolutely epic 6-hour radio show from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. It was epic. And when you have a demarcation like that in the time and space continuum, it makes an emotional impact on you, right? And I tend to be an emotional kind of guy. I have a hard time hiding my emotions, whether they're happy emotions or sad emotions or whatever. But and that's good. I mean, to do this, you have to be able to be genuine and be emotional. I mean, without going over the top. I mean, yeah, I've got, definitely going through menopause, not menopause, but manopause. It's interesting how with women, why are we calling it? They call it menopause. I'm surprised the feminists have not gotten all over that. I call it manopause, singular, but with women, it's menopause. That makes no sense. It should be womenopause, right? But anyway, I'm sorry. Just think about that. Think about how screwed up the English language is. Understand what a difficult language English is to use. But it did not seem like Christmas. There was no snow on the ground. And don't get me wrong, I don't like driving in snow any more than you probably do. And on Christmas, although this was severely limited this year, okay, there weren't a lot of places that I needed to be to celebrate Christmas. And I saw the people that I wanted to see. Okay, and that's why, look, this is why, I don't know about you, but we got into a discussion about this at one of our gatherings. I don't do Christmas cards. What is it, 67-cent postage now to mail a letter? I don't do Christmas cards because the Christmas text has replaced the Christmas card in so many ways. Have you noticed that? Like, how many Merry Christmas texts did you get yesterday? I got a whole bunch of them. And the temptation is always, you too. You know, hit the auto response bubble. You too. Wishing you the best. Merry Christmas to you. I got a lot of those. And those, you know what? Those are, I don't mind those. I used to mind those, but time marches on. And instead of somebody spending 67 cents on me just for postage, not counting the card they're going to send me, I kind of enjoy the Christmas text. I didn't when people first started doing it, but I kind of enjoy it now because it shows that unless they pre-program their phone to send it out on Christmas Day, it shows that the person who did it for you is thinking about you on that day. Am I right? Am I wrong? I think it's kind of cool. Now, I'm not presumptuous with people. I don't just send Christmas texts out. I respond to Christmas texts, but I do not initiate Christmas texts because I don't like to be a pain in the butt with texts unless it's like with certain people, and then I really don't mind being a pain in the butt with text because, like you, I'd rather text than talk. I find it much more effective and much more efficient. But getting back to it, if we talk about human behavior, and I know I'm opening myself up to anytime somebody sees me and I'm alone, they're going to sit like right next to me and they're going to hack. They're going to sit next to me. They're going to pretend like they're going to sneeze right onto my food. I know what I'm walking into, okay, because my friends are some sick puppies. They are some warped individuals. But it must be said, the hacking and the coughing, that is uncovered and unchecked really, like, it really annoys me. And keep in mind, again, and this is the paradox of me. I have a pair of docs. How many docs do you have? But the paradox of me is I just coughed into the microphone, but it's okay because nobody else is going to use it, is I believe strongly that your immune system has got to get some work. It needs to be worked. You ever heard of Kawasaki syndrome? And I'm not talking about crotch rockets or anything like that. Kawasaki syndrome is basically, look, I'm not a doctor, but I am a graduate of the University of Google Medical School. Thank you very much. Still trying to figure out what degree I have. But your immune system, if you live in an environment that is too sterile and too clean, folks, I don't think that's good for you. Your body is supposed to get training. It's like, I was trying to think of an analogy I could use for you guys, and it would be like going from a sedentary existence on the couch to running a marathon. You don't do it. You've got to train. You've got to build yourself up for the marathon. You don't just start bench pressing 300 pounds. Well, maybe some of you do. Some of you are that strong. Good for you. You'll find as you get older, your bursitis might not cooperate. But it's, it's a situation where if you want something to work, I got to be really careful how I say this because I know exactly what Tanner is thinking, and I know how the grief I'm going to get during the commercial break. But you need to get your immune system some work. And again, I've talked about this with doctors. I think we've talked about this with people on the air. Peanut allergies, for example. Peanut allergies are a first world problem. They don't have peanut allergies in the third world. The theory is, do I know that this is fact? No, I do not. I've not personally researched it. But medical people, I've talked to medical people, believe me, I know a lot of them, and they say, isn't it interesting that in clean first world countries, we have peanut allergies, and yet in the deepest reaches of unsanitary planet Earth, nobody gets peanut allergies? Maybe that's because they've already died on feces in the river. I don't know. But you need to, that was very awesome. Well done, Tom. Well done, me. But I do believe that your immune system has got to be worked out. But the point of this little exercise is I still do not like people hacking or coughing near me. Hold on. You know what? I've got Neil from Forestville. I've got a bunch of people calling in. Guys, I love you for calling in. If you are patient enough to be with me following Mr. Wenger's news at 3 o'clock, I would be deeply appreciative of it. I do wish to speak with you, and I have to bring in my little computer to the engineering room tomorrow to have them tell me what the F is going on with it. So poor Tanner has to do a million things. That's the second use of the F word today. But I didn't say the whole thing, so we're cool, which is so stupid. I'm sorry, but when you've got presidents on tape using the F-bomb, when you've got Vice President Biden using the F-bomb when he was talking to President Obama, it just seems so stupid that on the radio, if I use the same word as a non-president, I get a big fine, and so does my employer. Makes absolutely no sense. It's the Illuminati. It's 2:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. My loves, I know this is a tough week for everybody. It's Boxing Day. The bridges, Tim Wenger's been talking about this. The bridges are a Mongolian cluster dance out there. So just beware of that. Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.